This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Football.London have stated there are six players that Spurs want to offload in the summer, bringing in a total of £100 million for Ange Postecoglou to reinvest. Give Me Sport have stated that Brentford want £60 million for Ivan Toney. Spurs will go to £45 million. London World have stated that Pedro Porro and Richarlison will return for Spurs for the North London derby on Sunday. The Football Insider are stating that Spurs are now in pole position to sign Conor Gallagher in the summer. The FA are considering banning end-of-season friendly matches in a bid to protect players. And Rafa van der Vaart has come out and said that playing for Tottenham was the most special time of my career and I regret leaving.
Chris Cowley. Fan Cams. Club News. Transfer News. Match Previews. Legend Interviews.
Spurs Winning.
Press conferences
covering everything Tottenham and England.
Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another episode of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours, and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share, and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit the follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start by talking about some midweek results in the Premier League. On Tuesday evening, our North London rivals Arsenal beat Chelsea 5-0 at the Emirates Stadium. On Wednesday evening, four games in the Premier League took place. Wolves 0, Bournemouth 1, Crystal Palace beating Newcastle 2-0 at Selhurst Park. Everton beating Liverpool 2-0 in the Merseyside derby at Goodison Park. And Manchester United beating Sheffield United at Old Trafford 4-2. One other game will take place in the Premier League midweek. On Thursday evening, Brighton will take on Manchester City. So, of course, Spurs are next in action in the Premier League this coming Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, 2 p.m. kickoff against our North London rivals Arsenal, who, of course, are leading the way top of the Premier League table at the moment with 77 points from 34 games. Spurs remain fifth in the table. We have 60 points from 32 matches. We are 6 points away from the top four. Of course, we do have two games in hand over fourth place Aston Villa. Manchester United are sixth in the table. They now have 53 points from 33 games. They are 7 points away from Spurs. A report has just been published by London World and they have given an update on a number of Tottenham Hotspur players currently out injured. And they have also provided us with their possible return dates. It says here Ryan Sessegnon expected to be back in the summer, having been forced into another hamstring injury. Goalkeeper Fraser Forster suffered a fracture in his foot and is likely not to play again this season. Destiny Udogi has been forced to have surgery and won't play again this season. Reports are that he is likely to be out for 3 months. Richarlison, he has had problems with his knee, but he is set to return against Arsenal this weekend. They have also stated that right-back Pedro Porro had a knock, but now he looks set to return for the North London derby at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium this coming Sunday. And Manor Solomon, he was supposed to return in time for the run-in, but had a setback, which now means that he is not likely to play again this season. Give Me Sport and Caught Offside have both reported that Tottenham Hotspur remain interested in Brentford striker Ivan Toney and are considering a £45 million offer for Brentford star man. Caught Offside have stated it has been reported and was reported in January that Brentford wanted £100 million for their star man, with Spurs amongst the interested clubs alongside rivals Chelsea and Arsenal, but he remained at Brentford. Ivan Toney is out of contract in 2025 and Brentford's valuation will likely have to decrease, or they could risk losing him on a free. Give Me Sport have reported that the Bees have set a price tag of £60 million, which Tottenham Hotspur wouldn't be prepared to meet, but they may be prepared to go in at £45 million and test their resolve. Interest in Ivan Toney has certainly declined, with Arsenal and Chelsea seemingly focused on other targets, while Manchester United reportedly have reservations over the striker. A report has just been published by Football.London and they are stating that six Tottenham stars could be sold to secure Ange Postecoglou £100 million summer transfer windfall. Ange Postecoglou has said that Tottenham need plenty of transfer work this summer, so money will need to be spent and there are some in his squad who can provide further funds. Number one on the list from Football.London is winger Brian Hill. It says the Spaniard turned down a loan move to Brighton in the winter window, which looked like a stranger and stranger move with each week passing. Sergio Reguilón is number two, another Spaniard who is not part of Postecoglou's plans going forward. Joe Roden is number three. The Wales international is another player who there will be fierce competition for this summer for Tottenham after a brilliant season in the Championship with Leeds. Number four on the list is Pierre Mihoibier, another member of the one-year left crew. And while the Dane has only started six Premier League matches for Postecoglou this season, he has still made an impact throughout the year.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Number five on the list from Football.London is Giovanni Lo Celso. The season promised plenty for Lo Celso and a renewed chance to show the big money Spurs spent on him in 2019 was worth it. However, despite a couple of exciting moments along the way, including goals in back-to-back games against Villa and Manchester City, the attacking midfielder hasn't played enough football to make his decision to stay last summer worth it. And last on the list is Emerson Royale. Spurs turned down a hefty Saudi bid for Emerson in the January transfer window, and that could be a scenario that arises again this summer, and the club will have to make a decision on what the future holds this time for the Brazilian fullback. Former Spurs midfielder Rafa van der Vaart has been talking about his time at Tottenham Hotspur Football Club and said, "This was one of the best teams I played in. Luka Modric, Gareth Bale, Ledley King, there were so many names, I almost forgot the likes of Scotty Parker, Adebayor, Lennon, Crouchy, Defoe. I could continue. We were so unlucky we didn't win something." Van der Vaart then went on to say, "I left the club too soon and still regret it. It was one of the worst decisions I made, but that is how it is. I always said that when I went onto the pitch, I gave everything I had and I wanted to give the people something special. I tried to do that. I had some good days, some bad days. That is football. But what can I say to the fans is that I always played with so much pride for the team. I always say this was the most special time of my career." Football.London have just reported that end-of-season friendlies could be banned to protect players after Tottenham announcement. The Football Association is considering banning end-of-season friendly matches in a bid to protect players. It then goes on to say, in recent years, Premier League clubs have been known to stage exhibition games overseas shortly after the season concludes, capitalising on international demand. Spurs and Newcastle are the latest teams to follow this trend, scheduling a friendly in Melbourne, Australia on the 22nd of May, just 72 hours after their 38-game Premier League campaign ends. The Football Insider have just stated that Tottenham are in pole position to win Conor Gallagher race after Newcastle twist. Tottenham are well placed to sign long-term target Conor Gallagher from Chelsea this summer, despite renewed interest from Newcastle United. The England international rejected a move away from Chelsea in the summer, but is now believed to be ready to move away from Stamford Bridge this summer. Conor Gallagher, 24, will have just 12 months left on his contract in June, and is no closer to renewing his deal following a recent halt in talks. A well-placed source has told the Football Insider that Tottenham are in a much healthier financial situation than Premier League rivals Newcastle. The Football Insider have also stated that the Magpies have struggled for funds in recent transfer windows, with financial fair play restrictions preventing them from spending big money. Sources say a deal for Gallagher could be too hard to do for Newcastle in the summer transfer window, with Tottenham ready to swoop. The midfielder has made 43 appearances across all competitions for Chelsea this term, with 39 of those outings coming as part of the starting 11. Now, my thoughts on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about the report from London World. Pedro Porro and Richarlison are back in training and could return for the North London derby on Sunday against Arsenal. I tell you what, we need every single player that we can fit and available for this game. We need to give absolutely everything. The crowd need to be fully behind the team. A couple of years ago, under the management of Antonio Conte, that place was absolutely buzzing. We thrashed Arsenal that night. That was a glorious night. We need more of that. Is that going to happen? It is a big ask. I tell you what, I hate to say it, it pains me to say it, but Arsenal are in fine form. They absolutely battered Chelsea on Tuesday evening 5-0. They have been in fine form this season, particularly this calendar year as well. Scoring goals for fun. Declan Rice has been playing absolutely magnificent in their midfield. He has been the difference, in my opinion. I still think Manchester City will end up winning the Premier League title. An interesting result on Wednesday evening, of course, Everton beating Liverpool. So the title race really is going to heat up. But we have got a very, very tough week or two coming up. Arsenal at home, Chelsea away, Liverpool away. There are some very, very tough games in there. But as I say, the crowd could make the difference on Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Arsenal. Every single fan needs to be up for this. Every single player needs to be up for it. We cannot defend the way that we did against Newcastle. I hate to do this, but the stat that I read yesterday, Arsenal have scored more goals from corners than any other team in the Premier League so far this season. The way that we have defended set pieces, in particular corners, in these games, you know, recently, has not been good enough. So we need to be on top of our game when we are playing this Arsenal side on Sunday. Give Me Sport have stated that Brentford want £60 million for Ivan Toney. Of course, Brentford want as much money as they can for their star player. You know, that is going to be a big kick in the teeth for Brentford when Ivan Toney does eventually leave. Spurs will go to around £45 million. I tell you what, Spurs, if they really wanted Ivan Toney, then go out and get him. If Ange Postecoglou wants him, you know, we know that he can score goals. We know that he is Premier League proven. When Football.London are talking about, you know, a lot of players going out the door, and I actually think it's going to be more than this as well. You know, Joe Roden, Reguilon, Brian Hill, Emerson Royale, Giovanni Lo Celso, Pierre Mihoibier. I do expect most of them to go out the door, if not more. That would bring in a lot of money. A lot of us have said it, thought it, about the Harry Kane replacement. That hasn't happened. Of course, Richarlison has been up top. Heung-min Son has been up top this season. Yes, they've both scored goals, a number of them. But we do need to definitely bring in a striker. If we're not going to go out and buy someone like Ivan Toney, then I believe that, you know, it's got to be, you know, a really decent striker proven in one of the top leagues. Who that will be interesting. The recruitment has been good since The likes of Johan Lang have come in, and of course Ange Postecoglou has been the head coach. So, you know, let's hope that that recruitment process and that good recruiting process does continue in this summer transfer window, which brings me on to Conor Gallagher. Every single report I read, and even when Fabrizio Romano and other journalists have come on, they've said that Ange Postecoglou is such a huge admirer of Conor Gallagher. You know, whenever I've said or mentioned Conor Gallagher on this channel, you know, a lot of people have said, oh, he's not good enough. I think he's a decent midfielder. I think he's a decent player. Is he better than what we've got? Is he going to take Tottenham Hotspur to the next level? I doubt it. And Postecoglou, he must see something. He must see something in this player that he thinks that he can improve and take him to that next level and take us to the next level. So, of course, we have to process, you know, we have to trust the process. We have to trust our manager, and we have to trust the recruitment team to, you know, take us to that next level and take us, you know, we're going to be in Europe next season. So, you know, we are going to need a bigger squad. We are going to need, you know, real depth into the squad as well. But Conor Gallagher, for me, I'm not so sure. I think he's a decent player, but as I say, is he better than what we have currently? The FA are considering banning end-of-season friendly matches in a bid to protect players. I do find this a little bit crazy, the fact that we are going to be playing this friendly just 3 days after that Sheffield United game. Now, I've actually looked into going to this game in Melbourne, Australia. 25 hours. It's going to be two flights, one to Dubai and then Dubai to Melbourne. 25 hours. It's going to be exhausting. But, of course, I love following Tottenham Hotspur home and away, all around the world, all over the place. And I hate to miss games, even if it is a friendly. But it does seem a crazy trip, you know, to, you know, if I'm saying about what I'd be doing. The players will literally be leaving Bramall Lane, Sheffield United at the end of the season. And Ange Postecoglou has already said in a recent press conference, they will be heading straight to Melbourne, Australia. Of course, they will be flying first class. Of course, they will be flying, you know, very different to what I will be. But hopefully I can make the game. But it does seem a little bit crazy, because if Spurs have like an open training session, say on the Tuesday, I doubt I will actually make it, because I can't physically get there in time for that training session. But let's see. I'm exploring all avenues still at the moment. Lastly, about Rafa van der Vaart, him coming out and saying that, you know, it was a special time for him. He regrets leaving, unlucky not to win anything. I completely agree with every single word. I think it was last season or the season before, I actually had a couple of minutes chat with him on this channel. Absolutely fantastic guy, a fantastic player. One of my favourite all-time Spurs players, actually, Rafa van der Vaart. And he doesn't even need to come out and say that he'd give everything for that badge and give everything for the shirt and everything for the fans, because we all know it. A splendid player. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you in the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.